Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Carl Broderson, representing the Juno World Affairs Council. Hi, Carl.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure, thanks for being here. Many people know the great work that you do for JWAC, bringing incredibly interesting people to Juno from all over the globe.
Yeah,
encouraging dialogue about international, social, political, economic issues. But today you're here to talk about WorldQuest.
Yes.
This is your JWAC annual fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So what is WorldQuest?
WorldQuest, it's kind of your typical large event in Centennial Hall where you buy a ticket and there's food involved and there's a main event. And
is there a no-host bar?
There's a no-host bar, yes, exactly. And a silent auction of exciting goods and services.
Has
imagine
to be a silent
that.
Auction, yeah.
But I would say the thing that that elevates us perhaps is that we do have a really solid main event, which is our World Trivia Contest. It's 50 questions of wildly entertaining head-scratchers.
All right. How are your trivia skills?
Okay, I think. I was actually brought on to be on a team many years ago. I was supposed to be the ringer, right?
Mm-hmm.
This the first ringer. Time I ever went to a World Quest, yeah. And in the end, I made the difference on literally one question that night, just one.
I bet that felt great. Did your team win then?
Oh, no, definitely. No, we lost big time. Yeah.
How would you rate the difficulty level of these questions?
It's really variable. I mean, you don't want people to be, you know, batting their heads against the wall. And so there's some that I would call perfectly easy if you're paying attention to what's going on or just have some random cache of trivia in the back of your head. And others are pretty difficult. But I always try to make it so that you can at least divine your way to a 50-50 guess.
That's cool. You have mentioned that it's like Jeopardy meets Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? With fewer red trench coats. Do you want to say more about that?
A glib way of describing the thing. I mean, you kind of have to go to get a feeling for what it is. But essentially, you're sitting there eating dinner at a table of eight, and then there's a PowerPoint up on the main screen and two hosts reading the questions off. And everybody answers them all together at once, and you fill out your form and send them in. But the main thing is that they're all multiple choice, and you're with a group of people. And it's extremely low-key, although some folks do really get into it.
Oh, I'm certain they take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. I do know a little bit about the trivia scene around this town, and not a lot of lightweights. What are some of the categories of questions?
They're really variable, and I've been doing this for 11 years now, I think, and so my well of random questions that I can call upon is completely dried up, and so now it's just whatever the heck I can come up with because I got to get 50 every single year. I like to think that they're not just sort of random pop culture questions. There's some things that at least, you know, touch on something significant that I don't want to say actually matters, but that is important to the world in general. I mean, if we're going to have a Britney Spears question, I mean, the answer is going to be, you know, something that, you know, surrounds something that she did that is significant to a broader group of people, if that makes any sense at all. I try to make them significant and interesting. It's not just, you know, random stuff, although occasionally there is just a Game of Thrones question.
Fun fact, you write all the questions.
Yeah.
So you come up with them. Tell me a little bit about your process.
It takes about 3 weeks, and it's a lot of just staring at a computer. But you begin by – there's always a last year in review round, and so I'll just start with Wikipedia's page for last year. And then go from there. And there are, you know, various sources that you can go through for inspiration. And occasionally somebody will have a good idea. Throughout the year, I keep track of various ideas for good questions. Oftentimes, there's never an official category that is, where did Carl go on vacation this year? But you may notice that, you know, if I go to Washington or something like that, there might be a Washington-related question just because that's how it works out.
So there is a slight advantage to knowing you personally.
I don't want to admit to that, so I'll just say maybe.
Sorry, don't mean to put you on the spot.
No, quite all right.
No, this is a pretty popular event. So do you have any advice for first-timers?
Don't feel like you have to come with the team already set up. It's easier perhaps, but I mean, there are lots of folks who will just come, you know, by themselves or as a pair or three or four, and they'll form their teams once they're there. And we'll have people at the front door that will help you find a spot as well. Jeff Brown used to always joke, because I once responded that the best way to study for it is to just memorize the internet. So I have to put a nod into that. But I'd say don't worry about it. Just if you enjoy trivia or even just, you know, sitting down with people and all doing the same thing at once, show up and it's a great time.
How many people form an official team?
Officially, it's eight. Occasionally, social dynamics demand that the number go up slightly. 10 is perfectly fine, but above that, and then you're really poking elbows with each other at the table. The highest we've ever had is 12. And I don't think that actually gives you an advantage because there are too many disparate voices.
Yeah.
So Don't look over the table of 12 and think, oh, well, they're going to win. And that's totally unfair. They actually have a significant disadvantage with that many people.
No, they're going to fight.
Yeah.
I understand there's food. And what's the prize if you win the whole thing? If you
honor and glory. Nope,
that's the best prize ever.
The best prize ever. There is a perpetual trophy, and you can have your team name inscribed on it, and then we'll show it off next year. But yeah, just knowing that you've done it.
All right. So World Quest is this Friday
yes.
at Centennial Hall. Doors open at 6 p.m. This is the 15th annual. Were you around for the first one?
I wasn't. And the first one, I should say, that's 15th annual with this trophy, but I think they've been doing them for 5 or 6 years before that even in an unofficial capacity.
Mm.
But I'm calling this the 15th annual. Yeah.
Fair enough. And what do you use the proceeds for?
To support our programming, bringing those experts to town. We've got to get them here. And also, all of our events are recorded. And so I'd like to say that about half of our budget goes directly to KTOO. So this is definitely a 2-for-1 deal, anyone who's interested in supporting both organizations.
Nicely put. Okay, and tickets are available online at the door. You've got two powerhouse MCs, Christina Apathy and Senator Jesse Kiel.
Yep, both coming back this year. Many thanks to them.
Yeah, that they should be. I'm sure they'll do an excellent job.
They always do.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want folks to know about?
Wanted to mention the tickets are $65 or $40 for students and for federal employees because they've been going through a lot lately, and I know it's factoring into people's decisions. So by all means, if you want the student rate, please come and flash a federal ID and we'll get you in.
Great. Well, thanks so much. Details and tickets at jwac.org. Thanks, Carl.
Thank you.